Okay.
Two friends. This is scary. This is really scary. Bob was going to meet his friend Jimmy after 20 years. They were supposed to meet him at a restaurant. I can only give you bits and pieces.
Okay, give me what you can remember.
Jimmy was lighting a cigar. Jimmy was lighting a cigar. The last part of it is this is embarrassing. Okay, Jimmy was wanted by the policeman, and Bob recognized that and got the plainclothes policeman. There's something about a restaurant. I'm sorry, I don't think. Let me say this and then you can explain this. When I was in school, I could always read very well. And then the teacher would ask me, okay, girl, tell me what you've read. And I couldn't tell her. So I just don't know.
Do you understand what you read?
I understand it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand. You know, about the two friends, they were meeting after 20 years.
Okay.
I understand the story. I comprehend the story. You know, as long as I'm reading it, I can comprehend it.
Okay.
But I can't, even in school, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I couldn't relate back to what I read. And so even then, when I do read, I won't even turn, if I'm reading on my book or something, I won't turn the page of that book until I've got a full understanding of what I just read.
Okay.
You know, is this normal here, or? I need you to be very honest with me, please.
It's taken you a long time to read and to retain, is that it?
I can read, but I can't retain it.
You can't retain it, so it's a memory issue.
I can't retain it.
But you understand what you're reading?
I understand what I read.
Okay.
I understand it perfectly, but I can't retain it. I can't give it back to you.
How well did you do in school? Did this cross over to other subjects or just reading? What about math?
No problem, just reading.
Okay. But how did you do in courses like history when you read a paragraph about some historical figure? Were you able to recall it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's history. You know, I mean, this is a story. This is a story.
So you have problems with abstract stuff?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's unusual, but it's not that unusual. You should be able to retain some of what you read immediately. You should be. Unless there's something else going on that I don't know about. But I wouldn't be bothered by it at this late. At this stage in your life, I wouldn't worry about it.
But I am bothered by it.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, let's continue and see how far we get.
Okay.
This time, tell me a story, a childhood experience. But the story should have at least three people in it.
Okay.
Okay, and whenever you're ready, go ahead.
It's my mother and my brother, and it was around Christmas time, and we didn't have a lot. And I remember telling my brother, I said, what do you want for Christmas, you know? And he wanted a wagon. And all I wanted was a pair of pajamas. You know, I wanted a pair of pajamas. So we slept together, we were sleeping in bed. We knew that we probably wouldn't get the wagon or the pajamas. Remember, we woke up early that Christmas morning. My mother came in the room, got us up, said Merry Christmas. And we went through the hallway, and there was the wagon, and she handed me the pair of pajamas. And I sort of looked at her, and she sort of smiled. And there, as I go back, it seemed, I probably think that's probably the happiest time of my life that I had those pajamas.
Is that the story?
That's the story.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to tell you a short story. And when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me. Okay, it was very short. This is a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now, tell me the story.
Okay, a lady went shopping, grocery shopping. Her wallet fell out of her pocket. And she got to the cashier. She realized she didn't have any money. She went home and opened the door. The phone rang, the little girl called and said she had found her wallet.
Okay, good. You remember stories. You remember that one. I want you to remember the story because at the end I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to run you through a series of memory exercises. I'm going to give you some numbers. You repeat it back to me.
Okay. 582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
591-7428.
591-74928.
Okay. 417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
581-92487.
382-95174.
382-95174.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, and this time I want you to repeat them backwards. Okay? 24.
42.
58.
85.
629.
926.
415.
514.
3279.
9723.
4968.
8694.
15286.
68521.
61843.
34816.
539418.
814935.
Great. 724856.
658427.
812-9365.
5639615.
Almost. 473-9128. 473-9128.
8219. just like, you know, the first three. Okay. 7-4.
Almost. That's excellent. If that's as most as anybody's gotten.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. Everybody stops at 4.
How many did I get?
You went up to 6. That's excellent. Perhaps the first story was a problem of attention.
I don't think so. I've never really had a problem with numbers. Just that story. Once I knew that you were going to read that story, I knew I was going to have a problem.
Okay.
Was it an
attentional problem, or was it just an anxiety problem?
I think it's more of attention. I think that if I was just reading the story at my own pace, mm-hmm. And had time, I probably could have done better.
Okay, so it's not really an issue. It's just the conditions that you're doing.
Okay.
So it's not a problem.
Okay.
Not a pathological problem, as I can see.
Okay.
Okay. Now, still doing memory exercises. I want you to, at this time, give me the names of as many foods as you can in 1 minute, and I'm going to time you.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Chicken, pork chops, spare ribs, neck bones, collard greens, squash, broccoli, okra, spam, bacon, ice cream, spinach, lima beans, navy beans. What else do I like? Scrapple, eggs, cheese, all kind of lunch meats. Turkey, ham, like Cornish hens. Palmy grits. Fruits, especially bananas. Bread, butter, syrup, pancakes, cornbread, steaks, mustard meats.
Any more?
There has to be more.
Blanked out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's 1 minute. Okay. Name as many animals as you can in 1 minute, and go.
Dogs, cats, elephants, snakes, lions, zebras, pandas, gorillas, monkeys, giraffes, rodents, bears, lions, cougars, birds, whales, cheetah, tiger, seals, rhinoceros, giraffes.
Any more? Okay.
You're blank here.
Okay. That's good. That's a minute. This time, name as many kitchen items as you can. And go.
Knives, fork, spoons, ladles, knives, spatulas, grates, graters, blenders, toaster, microwave, dishwasher, oven, stove, countertop, refrigerator, glasses, cups, saucers, dishes, pots, frying pans, strainers, tongs,
and
more.
No more?
No.
Okay. Okay, this is the one of the last things I'm gonna ask you to do. You see this? I want you to go across and read each one as fast as you can when I say go. You ready? Just go across each line and read it as fast as you can. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Good. See line two? This is a practice sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay, that's the exercise. So in this case, same thing, go across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Now, do you see this third line?
Yes.
Instead of reading it across, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Brown, black, gray. Yeah.
Try again.
Oh, my God. Okay, red.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Green, black, gray. Well, that's tricky.
Yeah, that's the exercise. So here again, go across each line. Don't read it. Tell me the color that the word is printed in and do it as fast as you can.
This is pretty smart.
You ready? Ready?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, green, yellow. This is really...
Keep going.
Green, yellow, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
Red, blue, yellow, blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow, red, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
Green, red, yellow, blue, red, yellow, green. Red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay. All right.
This is an amazing test.
Yeah, that was actually the experiment. The other two was just to get you going. Okay. Now, do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Yes.
Can you tell it to me again?
Yes, lady went shopping for groceries. Got to the checkout line and realized she had dropped her wallet, lost her wallet. She left, went home, got into the house, the phone rang, the girl called her and said she had found her wallet.
Okay, good. That's it. That's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Okay.
If you would, this is a receipt of payment. If you could sign both of those.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do you think I did?
You did fine. You actually, with the exception of this, you didn't retain much of the story, the first story, but the experimental condition was not appropriate for you.
Okay.
But everything else you did wonderful. Yeah, especially with the working memory situation. You have great working memory. The numbers backwards not, as I say, not many people get more than four.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is for you. I'll just stick it in here. Thank you.
Well, I see you, Lenny. I know your name.
Okay.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.